small weekly challenge, 3D week recreation of Lois VB.
So you are hunting challenges recently for your work and try to participate in different challenges.
Yeah, it's a very easy excuse to make art.
Como los grandes podcasts, episode number 26. Today, Nathan, Artistic Scratch. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy as well to having you here. So I found you about this and I discovered you looking at this. I'm very amazed at how you take care of the landscape and the grass details. So please tell me more about the creation of this.
For this, I really wanted to dive into 2D animation for this challenge, Eternal Ascent.
Mm-hmm. How did it go? The shadows of the grass and the color palettes.
A lot of it I was taking pretty much direct inspiration from Studio Ghibli movies.
Mm-hmm.
I was really inspired by that. Getting really inspired by that very recently, yeah.
I noticed the reference, the landscape, the blue falling star, and the grass as well, and the color of the grass.
Thank you.
So I can see in your recent works, the use of simple colors, the shadows are key to the artworks. What type of brush do you use? Do you sketch this? Do you illustrate this on Photoshop? Or what platform do you use for that?
This art piece, like Nocturne, this was a 3D recreation for small weekly challenge, 3D week recreation of Lois VB.
So you are hunting challenges recently for your work and try to participate in different challenges.
Yeah, it's a very easy excuse to make art.
For sure, but I believe it's a way of training too, a very nice way of training and discovering other artists. How many challenges have you been taking recently in this month?
In this month, it was mainly just the Eternal Ascent. I've been taking a break for a little bit.
So that piece took you about a month?
Yeah, the Eternal Ascent one took a month. This one here only took a little less than a week to do. So most of the challenges I do will be weekly challenges. And then twice a year, I'll participate in these month-long challenges that are hosted by Punisher on YouTube.
You do 3D modeling and you use Blender in this case. And when you do 3D models, you like to have a story going behind the artwork too. Is there a plot for the pieces that you create?
Yeah, for almost every piece, I try to go in with a story in mind, because it's hard to just create something just for the sake of, you know, making a little test render of something.
Yeah.
Like after that big challenge, I tried doing like practicing my clouds, 3D clouds. And then I just couldn't continue with it, really. Was no story behind it, so I had to give up on that.
Amazed by your performing in 3D modeling and as well as digital illustration. Do you do traditional illustration as well?
On occasion, I'll do traditional. That one was done all watercolor traditional, besides the small printout, which I made in Krita. That was for the line art.
Okay, so you started this one with the line art?
I started with the line art on like digitally and then printed that out on watercolor paper.
Nice. Okay, so you build like the line art mixed piece. Nice to know that this one remind me of Studio Ghibli. And then we have this now, the briefcase.
This one was done for idioms taken literally. That was the theme of the challenge. I rest my case was the one I latched on to, and it was fun.
And what about this? This is a submission for another community challenge, but it's a very nice one. Please tell me more about this one.
Yeah, this one was probably my first animated like artwork going into a more stylized look in these like three challenges. This one was done in August.
Okay.
The inspiration for this was from an anime called Made in Abyss. One of the characters really inspired me for the boss character there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the hat.
Adapting some of my own inspiration that I've built up over the years for stories and ideas I want to make.
Hmm. A blank template, or you started from scratch for this one?
For most of these, yeah, it starts from a template, a blank template that you adapt to how you like, so that all the renders flow together pretty neatly.
Great. And for the background?
This mission was fairly rushed. It was nice to get into some of that stylized look at first. I think this wasn't my favorite.
I think it's one of my favorites from your portfolio. Not only the animation itself, I like the use of the landscapes and the background, the smoke coming from the ground through the smoke too. That is a nice touch.
One of the things that I didn't necessarily like about this render was that all of it was actually like basically done in 3D, aside from a few like of the effects, like the little flare of the eye there and the lightning effect. That was done in 2D. But most of it was done in 3D, which I'm not the best at doing 2D stylized in that way.
Hmm.
For the more recent challenge, I did go full in on 2D animation, except for the environment there.
The light on the face of the boss.
Yeah, I did that in 2D.
Nice. One of the details that make this epic for me, scratch lines when the stars get bigger, the hair of the other characters that are fighting the boss, particles that you can see when character on the floor is charging its power or hitting the floor. Those are the, you know, the key elements for me that make this piece a very good one. The energy flowing on the background too.
Yeah.
Nice. This reminds me of Hunter x Hunter with Shadow of the Colossus.
This one, I don't know exactly where I got the inspiration from. Yeah, this one I went more simplified with the 3D environment and did the 2D paint over for the characters in front.
Mm-hmm. I like the glowing light coming from the floor as well.
Yes.
Artworks like this one in a library, the dark library. Is the plot connected in some way through the different pieces, or every piece had its own story?
So this one was a sort of continuation to a more previous, well, not previous as a recent, but like an older piece, a continuation of that into this, yeah, this mystery.
So we are talking about this one. This is a sequel.
Yeah. It's like meant to give the vibes of dark abandoned place, maybe like something unseen or something scary down the hall that most people don't want to see.
So you build the library on Blender and then added the characters.
Yeah, I like to go try to seamlessly implement the 2D characters into the environment. That's one of the fun things I like to do with a lot of my art, mixing, trying to seamlessly mix 2D and 3D.
Have you thought of doing an animation, a short film, or something like that?
I've been thinking about doing one, like something like that, a short film. It's definitely a big undertaking, so I'm trying to improve my skills here and wait until I'm ready for that.
How much time do you have working as a digital illustrator on this field?
I'm free most of the time, usually. I don't have much life things to do or job, so I'm generally at home doing my own thing, playing games, and then spending some time on art.
Which type of game do you like to play in your time outside doing art?
Sometimes playing Fortnite with some friends or playing single player games to get that story.
Do you like one player games with a story, open world? Do you enjoy those ones?
Yeah, I've played, like in the past, I've played games like Portal 2.
I have to play Portal.
One of my favorite single-player games is Ori and the Blind Forest and the sequel to that. Those are fun to play. I don't usually play those more open-world games like Breath of the Wild. I haven't played that.
You have to try that one, and I have to try Portal 1. So for this one, you did the all in 3D, and then you added the 2D girl.
Yeah, the theme for this one was Secret, or Secret Passage. I really like getting into that horror feel, or like things like Coraline, how there's just a tunnel in the wall.
So the door is 3D too, right?
Yeah.
It gives you the impression of, I don't know where I get that feeling, maybe because of the shadows that you can see on the ground, or it looks like concrete or something.
Yeah, like dirt or rock or something like that.
Yeah.
The flashlight, I made my own little like gobo for the flashlight, making the flashlight beam like act feel like an actual flashlight. That's what awesome. Did some custom.
Yeah, I was about to tell you about that, the lightning coming from the flashlight. Did you, when you created the 3D version of this piece, you create the 3D with the lightning too? Or the lightning is added when you implement the 2D?
It was both. The flashlight itself is shown in 2D, but I made a hidden light source coming from the actual 3D environment to cast that light.
And when you add the light in 3D, you are already seeing where will be placed the light when you add the 2D. I can imagine when you were working on this that when you added the light for the 3D, you placed the light in the position of the flashlight, and then you add the 2D girl already knowing the source of the light.
Yeah. I believe I did put a little marker or something in the 3D scene that I could take into 2D and like put the flashlight 2D element out over that.
It's about the little details, right? And those little details adds more sense and more reality to the piece, so it makes sense, the position of the light and the physics. So we have here a bridge. You cannot tell me that you are not going to do a game someday, because I see this and I believe hopefully someday Nathan will be doing a game, a mobile game or something like that, because this is looking...
Yeah, I'd really love to make my own game someday, or like complete some projects like that on my own.
Yeah.
This one was done completely in 2D, paint like with brushes and stuff.
Amazing. He's done it in 2D, but it's very close to 3D. The shadows are very well done, and the smoke on the background and the mist is very nice. It will fit very well in a platform game or an arcade game like a Street Fighter or something like that, but in this style, so you can have different characters and maybe fight and pick one character and fight.
So essentially this was my very first submission into these 3D challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the same inspiration vein of what like that boss fight render I did. Similar like story that I've been writing, and also to know about how you're doing mangas for each of these. I've been trying to think about doing my own graphic novels or mangas.
Oh, nice.
Long stories like that.
I'm very excited to and looking forward to it. For the people hearing this, Nathan is a digital illustrator. He is very skilled in connecting the 3D modeling with 2D digital illustrations. Kid Sleep in some way or something like that.
Yeah, you're pretty on point with how the story is. Girl is sleeping, possibly injured.
And this man is the same kid from the Snowy artwork.
Different storyline. Like,
okay.
So that artwork of like the snow, the library one, those, mm-hmm. This is more in line with like the graphic novel I've been thinking of.
Yeah. So thank you again for joining, mate. And I'm very happy to meet you and discovering more details about your work. Thank you for your time. And I wish you the best. Keep up what you're doing. You are starting a very great career. I can notice that in your pieces.
Thank you too. See you around.